Glenn, which is doing kind of cosmetics, and that's their from seaweed as well.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's all that's in Donegal.
I know there's a seaweed baths and Strand Hill and Sligo as well, so I suppose there'll be a few scattered about.
I hadn't thought of it in seaweed baths. I just hadn't included that in the motion.
Well,
no, I mean, this is arising from the they were looking to sell their place to a Canadian company.
I remember reading that last year.
Years ago. It's gone to head for the last number of years because they discovered that people living along the coast, or some people, had it on their land registry deeds.
Right.
So they couldn't take it off them and then give it to the company. So this is, it's gone dead for a while, like.
Right,
and
okay.
Some days they're going to sort that out, like, and then they're going to start giving the rights to the companies rather than the people themselves, you know.
Right, okay. We'll go on the record. Okay, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, today in the Dáil, you're bringing forward a motion calling for the preservation of traditional seaweed harvesting rights in island, coastal and rural communities. I suppose, first of all, why are you bringing this forward?
Well, this has been an issue that's been ongoing for a number of years. A few years ago, the government, or Udisna Gaeltacht, were selling the seaweed processing plant that they had in County Galway to a Canadian company who also wanted to get access and exclusive access to the actual seaweed harvesting across the state as well, which was actually landowners and people who worked in the rural areas harvested the seaweed and sold it to the various companies that were processing seaweed around the country, and they had the rights themselves, and the government was trying to take that off them and have it exclusive rights for the company, which I think it would be a retrograde step, and I think many people in rural communities as well would feel that that wouldn't be the way to go. So what we need is a system that actually recognises the rights of people living in rural areas to harvest the seaweed and then sell it on to the companies that would process it further, and I think that is the only way that we should be talking about going, rather than trying to push the local people off and give the rights exclusively to the companies.
But if these big companies were able to come in, would that not create jobs in places like County Donegal?
Well, it will create jobs in places like Donegal, where they actually buy the harvest of seaweed from the harvesters, and it could actually create further employment by doing that, rather than us saying, okay, you, the company, you can have the rights to harvest the seaweed, and so if you employ a few people, well and good. If not, so you can bring in people from foreigners or something like that, they're cheap, and do it that way. You know, so the company, it's more difficult for the companies because they have to deal with the individual harvesters who have the rights, but I think that's the way that we should be going.
Okay, Thomas, thank you.
No bother at all.
Cheers, all right, chat again.
All right, bye.
Bye.